Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Tuesday, May the 25th, 2-5.
This is the DJV program. I like my deep announcer voice. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. And there's Jennifer Horn over there and Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner will be on top of everything during the course of the day today, including the fact, Jennifer, that it's National Wine Day. Now, I only say that and point it in the direction of Jennifer because she's a schmallier or schmall, whatever that thing is that you become expertise.
That you don't know how to say.
No. Right. Schmallier. What is it? Sommelier?
Where do you get the H? Where's the H?
Yeah, where's Schma. Where does that come from?
Schma. He's making eyes at me. Schma. You never... Schma. Schma. It's not something that I grew up around, so I guess maybe I haven't got it in my... And it sounds kind of cute when I don't do it the right way.
Does it, though?
Does it, though? I should come to you, too, because you drink more wine than... anybody else here but Jennifer? So probably, I don't know that, though. Jay, how much wine do you drink? Course of a day, a week?
Not as much as I used to, because I need every ounce of energy for Mac these days.
So
but
it slows you down,
wine
notes? Yeah.
I love wine.
What kind of wine do you like?
Jay's dad runs an underground wine club. So
I know, right?
For
whatever he suggests, that's what I
really?
Go for.
Oh, say, so if he wanted you to drink some Ripple, you'd go along with that? Maybe Thunderbird?
Probably not.
No, okay. What are some of the other cheap wines around besides Mogan David? Is that still around?
$2 Chuck is the big popular one.
$2 Chuck. All right, well, that's really probably not what people are celebrating with today, unless you're homeless in Los Angeles. It's National Wine Day because the Spanish missionaries back in 1812, there was a war going on that year, but apparently they had enough time to... again, everybody slurped. So the California Wine Country, which is up in the Northern Bay Area, has been big since then. 25 wineries. So when you go up there, where do you go, Jennifer? What's the best in the entire state of California? Where's the best place?
There's not a best. I mean, everybody, it depends on what you like. You know, that's the first rule when you become a sommelier and you help people try to figure out what they like is that everybody's taste is different. And if $2 Chuck is your thing, then $2 Chuck is the best wine. If Silver Oak is your thing, then Silver Oak is going to be the best wine. So I think it depends on really what you're looking for and what area of California you're in. If you're, I mean, Central Coast has some great wineries. Napa, Sonoma, great wineries. Santa Barbara County, Temecula, it's coming along. So, I mean, there's different wine countries to go to all throughout California.
Where do you go if you don't want to be in California or not there? Is there another place in America where you can go to find good wines?
I think probably the next best after California would be Oregon and Washington have some good wine countries. Yeah, they have some good Pinots and things from there. Virginia has a wine country that is becoming pretty good. Even upstate New York has a wine country. So North Carolina has some wineries.
Wine and grape juice would be aging or...
fermentation, yeah.
Yeah. So how long do you have to let a wine sit in order for it to become have the alcohol content... that would make it, kind of loopy or make you loopy if you drink it.
Well, it depends. It depends on how long, what kind of wine you're making. It also depends on how much sugar they're dumping into the wine. Certain wines have more sugar added to speed along fermentation than others. That's why some have more, that more added sugar. So it really depends. It depends on how long they let the wine sit on the skins. You know, rosé is considered to be kind of put in the class with white wine, but rosé is left on the skins a little bit longer, which is why it gets that color. And then they knock the skins out, and it becomes kind of that pink-colored wine. They're doing orange wine now, which is...
orange?
Not made from oranges, but just kept on the skins a little bit longer. So
is the stuff that... The rosé, is that just mix white wine with red wine and it becomes pink wine?
No, I just told you it's wine that's left on the skin. So the grape skins are what give the wine color. Red wine left on the skins for a long time, right? And rosé left on the skins longer than obviously white wine starts to get that color, and then the skins are discarded. You should probably come with me to a winery since you are an agriculture person, because part of being a sommelier is not just about drinking the wine. It's about appreciating the process of making wine. And a lot of it depends on history, and a lot of it depends on the culture.
What was that place we went to dinner that night? They let us in because
Vinaparos.
I was there.
Right.
Vinaparos, right. Okay. All right. So we'll have to, anyway, we should have.
Ooh, Doug Steffens here. He's big into wine.
Woohoo! Yeah, right. So we have to have a get-together where everybody comes, and we have a nice time, whether we all get sloshed or not. Remains to be seen, but it would be nice.
That would be fine. I would love that because I think that'd be fun. But I would love to take you to a winery so that you could actually take the tour, see how the process goes. I think you would think it's interesting.
I'm probably right. You're probably right. It probably would be very interesting.
As long as it lasts no longer than 20 minutes.
Yeah, right.
All right. So here's the next item of interest. Question. Why do you suppose workers are not flooding back to all of the open jobs? There are millions and millions and millions of open jobs. So what's the problem? Why are people not going back to it? Is it the obvious that the government is making it too easy for you to get money for not doing anything?
That's not the whole picture, though.
I know people think that's so convenient
to say, well, but not every job, but that's not a lot of money to live on. And not every, there are so many much, much better paying jobs out there. So it, the workforce, I mean, there's so many statistics. I was reading something, I don't know if it was in the journal, but a sort of a breakdown of where we're seeing jobs and employment popping up. And like I've been saying, the argument that people are saying, oh, well, the government's paying people to stay at home. Well, that can't actually be true because still the fastest growing sector are the lowest paying jobs. Those are the jobs that are being filled up the fastest. So you can't just say that it's because people don't want to work. That's not true.
And then on the upper end,
in like what we would traditionally call, you know, the white collar executive type jobs, though that landscape has shifted dramatically where people at a higher salary level are either demanding that they get to work from home. And if the company says, well, that's not what our plan is, then those, and I think it was like 25% of the workforce, some higher number than you would expect, then those people are saying, well, then I'm going to look for another job. And they're looking at companies that will allow them to work from home or do a hybrid where they're in the office 2 days a week. Companies like, you know, global companies like Spotify, they're now allowing you to pick any place on the planet where you want to live and you work remotely for Spotify. Even in the ads for the jobs, it says, if you would like to go to an office, we'll try to find one close to where you want to live. I mean, companies are really shifting in how they're
establishing. Because they need to? Is that why people are too used to working at home now.
We softened everybody. Nobody wants
I don't think it's that. I think also it's productivity levels. It's commuting. People don't want to do that. But it's a lot of things. And a lot of these companies are shifting because they want to keep and attract the most qualified person.
I think the discussion here has to be focused on families. If, in fact, you are a family person or you're living with somebody, then that needs to be the number one consideration. Some people have like you have thrived, Victoria, with you and your husband being together for the past year and a half almost, working both together from home, even though you got a bigger home. It has certainly helped your relationship. Certainly feels like that to me.
Our relationship was, I mean, I don't want to say, our relationship was never in jeopardy, but we enjoyed sharing space together.
But I think in some cases,
like some people it's ruined a marriage. Other people it saved their marriage. We were never in any of those categories. So, yes, but we've enjoyed working together. If his company says, you know, in September, everyone's back full time, it's not going to ruin our relationship. It's just going to cost us more money because he's going to have to start commuting again.
Right.
So a lot of companies, you know, have to pony up some other perks. Like a lot of millennials are saying they want their dogs to go to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's a real, because a lot of dogs are getting turned away. No,
yeah.
A, Well, you know what? If companies, Jen, if companies want to, I know you're allergic, I know, but, you know, if companies want to attract the best candidates, mm-hmm. and the best candidate says, you know, I don't
so
want
to
abandon my
dog. So what do you say to the
dog,
person who is allergic to dogs?
Or
you go get a job somewhere
else. I mean, how about this? How about get to work? I don't know. It just, it boggles my mind that it's like we have all of these reasons that people can't go to work. They have to worry about their dogs. Okay, this is all great, but this is not my problem. It's not your problem. It's not
well, it is the
problem.
Employer's
it's
problem
not,
now if they want to attract the best
health.
Workers.
The latest data
the
shows that there
shifted.
Are over 8 million jobs available right now around the country. The hiring is weak, however. Unemployment actually isn't going down. It's going up because the circumstance here is not enough to get people, there's not enough money to get you to come back to work in some circumstances. A lot of the jobs, I'm looking at a scale here, paying less than they did before the pandemic.
I feel like in California, there's a couple of reasons. I think that maybe different places have different challenges, but certainly retail and restaurants are having a really hard time bringing people in. And that is because people on unemployment right now, at least in the state of California with California benefits, are making close to $18 an hour. And so they're making more money than they are if they
that's
come back
here.
In.
Yeah.
That's
making difficult
$14
to get
or $15
worker.
An hour. Right. So that's the big problem going on in California. And I would imagine it kind of in any state that's adding incentives, that's the problem for minimum wage workers is they're making $3 more than even the minimum wage by and large. That's a problem. So people are going to, of course,
workers,
stay home.
Right. And there's an add-on to that. And this would apply to California and to New Jersey where I am. For tip workers, you're not making as much in tips because the capacity of tables is cut down. So right. That does make sense, and that would I would agree with that completely. I don't know about retail because you don't get tips if you're working, you know, in a retail shop. But then again, how many people are starting to shop again in person? I don't know. That's on the rise.
That's
but if
the
someone
biggest
says
drop
to you,
is,
you can make you can make $15 an hour or $14 an hour, whatever it is, working at a Macy's, or you can stay home and make $17.50. What are you going to do? You're going to stay at home. Every person would do that because it's being incentivized for you to do that. You don't have to go stand at Macy's all day. You don't have to put yourself in
right,
the risk of the people
absolutely,
because you're making
yeah.
more money sitting on your butt at home than you are doing that. So there are people
retail
writing that
retail has got
out.
Real holes. Really
yeah,
difficult.
And then right. the next problem in California is that the schools are closed still. So people who can't figure out how to handle child care in Los Angeles are not being able to go back to work because LA Unified can't get it together.
18 at the hour on the DJV program. Food for thought as we think about you and your last night. How did you rest? How did you sleep last night? My pillow never goes flat. Think about this. It's the best night's sleep for a lot of people who have. Jennifer's always talked about getting it sort of adjusted for her neck and her head. That's a cool way of getting into the sleep zone. You don't want to wake up with a sore neck, right, or a headache, or feel like you need a nap during the day. Now you can refresh the pillows in every room because the premium MyPillow is at its lowest price. Limited time now, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. Add $5 to that for the king pillows, and there you go. Use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow backed with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. You can wash them, and you can dry them. Very cool. Take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, matter of fact, including the Giza bed sheets, the My Slippers that are new. Get your MyPillow today, though, the premium ones for $29.98. Got to use the promo code DJV when you visit MyPillow.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's now 23 after the hour here on today's DJV program. I see with that controversy about the photos being photoshopped in the yearbook and that there are now young ladies who had their picture photoshopped that are having much to say. Is there much to say about nothing or is this a big deal? It's an interesting deal, actually, conceptually. And it seems rather ridiculous when you think it through. So we'll get to the bottom line of what the reactions have been from Jay watching this in the trending department here in the DJV program right after this.
All right. Is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
So if you're a listener to the DJV program and you haven't heard some of the conversation about this particular instance of discussion, the download at djvshow.com has a focus on how this Florida high school edited the pictures from the yearbook, and that's what's trending. Also, I said something about Ryan Seacrest's suit on American Idol. You might want to listen to that. All right, so what's the story here, Jay?
The students that had their quote-unquote cleavage photoshopped out have been speaking out, and a lot of them are saying that, you know, the initial reaction was feeling surprised and shocked, and then the more they think about it, they felt gross and embarrassed and objectified. A few of the students even said, and these were all female students that had their photos photoshopped,
they had said that these weren't just outfits that they happened to pick out that day for the photos. These were tops that they had worn to school numerous times. They felt like they, you know, they were always allowed to wear these tops before, so they thought they were choosing safe tops to still go with the school's dress code and guidelines. And it turns out it wasn't.
When are we going to become
Or did
less
they change,
prudish?
Move the goalposts of what the guidelines are?
Yeah, but why have we gone in this direction at all? What is there about this sort of thing? It's religion, is it? I'm a conservative. I mean, I listen to some of the stuff that Green.
Look, I'm a conservative, ever consider this. So I don't.
No, well,
think
you
that
let
that
your stuff hang out all the time, so that's
thanks,
not a big
Doug. But yeah. I think she's talking about censorship.
Yeah,
in general. Wow. Oh my God.
But thanks.
Well, but I mean, it's not bad. It's it's just something that wasn't meant to be scurrilous. It just is. That maybe I could have used better words. But
I'll just sit over here and wait.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, with a wow. Okay. So anyway, the essence of this is people who are judgmental. Actually, Jennifer, finish what you said. You're a conservative, but what's the but? Here.
Well, I just think that it's not necessarily fair to say that it's conservatives or religious people who would go in and blot this stuff out. I don't know.
Okay,
lot of people that are functional. I don't know. I think that's the question. I think this is why it makes it so weird. And the exception is that people don't do this by and large. So what the heck was this school thinking? That would be my question.
Then is
why,
it where is dysfunction?
Where was this school?
In Florida, I think, right?
Do we know where in Florida? I'm just curious.
Oh, I had it in yesterday's prep.
If it was like something, you know, like one of the goodies showing or something like that. Obviously, you're going to want to like blur terrible images like that or maybe just throw them out of the book. But I saw them and it was ridiculous. Come on.
Yeah. It's St. Johns County near Jacksonville.
All right. That's so there's a lot of comments. You can comment at DJV Show on Facebook if you so desire. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer, inviting you to my special live stream event. It's an evening with Fred Dreyer, Thursday, May 27th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Join me and Mike Horn for an evening of great stories and never-before-heard tales from my football and acting careers. After the event, join me backstage for a virtual meet and greet. You'll be able to ask me questions, get a virtual photograph, and a video of your experience. Get your tickets now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department has warned us citizens not to travel to Japan, blaming the growing risk of COVID-19 just 2 months before the Tokyo Olympics are due to open. Japan has suffered a fourth wave of infections and has led to states of emergency in Tokyo, Osaka, and eight other regions across the nation. A hand recount of ballots cast in Arizona's Maricopa County resumed Monday after a week-long hiatus. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some believe it will turn up evidence of fraud. Arizona election administrators say the 2020 election was conducted well and say this is a far-fetched conspiracy theory. More than 500 Democratic staffers and former members of President Biden's campaign team have signed an open letter calling for the president to unequivocally condemn Israel amid the recent conflict with Hamas. Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
As state governments begin a lottery system with big cash prizes for those getting vaccinated, not everyone sees this as a good use of pandemic money. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
New York is kicking off its lottery system for people who decide to roll up their sleeves for the COVID-19 vaccine. Starting on Monday, anyone over the age of 18 who gets a shot at a state-run site will receive a scratch-off ticket. It could be worth between $20 to $5 million. In Ohio, a program enters residents who get vaccinated against COVID-19 into a lottery for prize money. State Representative Jenna Powell believes it's a huge waste of money. She tells CNN,
"You know, we do want to get to herd immunity, and that's incredible. But the bottom line is, my bill and my pushback is, it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars to fund a Vax-a-Million lottery. And that's what a lot of Ohioans are pushing back on, not whether or not the vaccine works or how many people we want to take the vaccine. The pushback is, it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars in our state that could be used for things like the COVID relief fund or small business funding or mental health for children. There's been a lot of issues with children in our state when it comes to shutdowns and closures. So we feel that $5 million could be used more widely in our state."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Vax-a-Million campaign has helped drive an increase in vaccination rates among Ohioans, and it was announced on May 13th. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thirty-four at the hour now on the DJV program. How do you do? Really, it's pretty well for this Tuesday morning, the 25th of May. I'm Doug Steffen, along with the queen of trending and social media, Jay Kirshner. The queen of wineries is Jennifer Horn. The queen of stimulating thought is Victoria Keelan. Here we all are. Not that you don't all have stimulating things to say, because you do. The area of interest and expertise, I find I like delineating things a little bit, and then everybody just sort of jumps in and has their say about a lot of the issues that come to the surface, like the vaccine hesitancy problem that we have. Is that the right word, by the way? Do you all agree?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now the state lotteries are getting in on the action, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Which states and how successful has this been or will this be? If you want to, you know, win some money, I guess you get a shot, right? Get
right,
and get some dough.
Exactly. So last week we talked about Ohio is probably the most prominent story where they've got a lottery. They're giving away, it's a 5-week lottery, and you can win $1 million if you've gotten a vaccination. And other states like New York and Maryland last week announced various prize monies. Oregon is apparently unveiling, last Friday they unveiled some similar plans. They want to get in on it. And so health officials in Ohio, because this is relatively new, so we don't really know if this incentive is working, but health officials in Ohio are now reporting promising results. Vaccinations for people 16 and older increased 28% the weekend after the lottery was announced compared to the weekend before. That's a pretty big increase. I think that's larger than maybe anyone thought it would be. And
well,
so
that's
now,
the goal, though, yeah.
It is the goal, yeah. And so Maryland just rolled out theirs, I think, last week or the end of the week before. So we'll probably get some stats on Maryland vaccination numbers soon. New York, I know, is keeping tabs on that as well. You can win free Yankee tickets for a whole season. Like, there are a lot of incentives depending on where you are in
the state. Who's paying for these?
Well, Ohio, this is because a lot of people have gone after the Ohio governor, Governor DeWine, saying, you know, oh, this is a waste of money. And he said, well, you know what? In my opinion, what's the bigger waste here is that the vaccines are available. And if we lose another life to COVID, that's a bigger waste than giving away this money. The truth is, I don't know if this is part of the each state seems to be handling it differently. So Ohio may be using some of the federal money they got, or it's their state lottery money. I'm not sure. Every state seems to be coming up with a different plan.
I would think it probably can't be state lottery money because that probably is already going to places. So I would think it's either money they have laying around from tax dollars that they're trying to use out of somebody's budget, or it's federal money that
they have so much money laying around. With nothing to do with it.
But you know, it's probably part of another line item or something like that. Maybe they're moving money around.
Right.
Well, it's apparently 10 other states have already talked to Governor DeWine's office about how he set up the lottery incentive. So it looks like other states are going to be following suit.
You want to have a free flight? Get a shot, right? United Airlines says they, if you're a member of their Mileage Plus, which is their, they all have, American has the Advantage program, Delta has, they all have these reward programs. So you can win a chance for a free flight and a year's worth of travel or a round trip to anywhere in the world for two if you enter the Your Shot to Fly sweepstakes. And so that's another way. I mean, I think this is responsible, frankly. I think businesses, government, whoever, I made sure that the people that are around me all had shots. I didn't give them an incentive. I just kind of looked at them and said,
you
okay.
You mean on the farm? People working for you? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think it's a, I have a make your own policy, starting last weekend with all of, we had 1,000+ people visit the farm over the weekend to see the animals and some ice cream and have some fun. It's been certainly a year and a half. It's been since the fall of 2019 that we had any activity on the farm at all. So this is, it's kind of a good sign. I thought it was cool. And, if you want to come on the farm, you can wear a mask or not. But I've assured everybody on the farm has had their shots. The only people that they're really encountering are the kid that drove people around in the tour wagon or the lady
but
who's
the girl serving ice cream on the
ice
bus
cream.
You know they're going to come in close
but they wear
contact.
A mask they're wearing a mask
right
and I think they have before anyway so that's okay
if they're vaccinated how come you make them wear a mask then
I don't make them wear a mask well I kind of said it's a good idea for you to wear a mask if
food service people are still
makes
wearing
people
masks
more comfortable
wherever I've seen so far so yeah. I don't know that that's going to go away
I just feel
soon.
Like that's part of the mixed messaging and the hesitancy is if people trust the vaccines then why still the reliance on the mask I think that's one thing
I think I said to her that she was the one who brought it up I didn't she said you want me to wear a mask I said yeah probably a good idea what do you think And she said, yeah, I'd rather wear a mask. I said, okay, wear a mask.
See, that's the thing. I think some people are, you know, some people are going to not want to give up the mask, not just for COVID, but because, you know, in the fall, people don't want to get the flu. We had the lightest flu season we've probably ever had on record. No one I know has gotten sick with, you know, other than allergies, which are really bad right now on the East Coast. But other than that, you know, who wants to be around other people's germs, though? We're kind of used to not being around it anymore.
So there's the Major League Baseball problem. Each of the team's vaccination status now has been in the forefront for the last couple of weeks. Fewer teams, though, increasing their numbers. And so as a result of that, a lot of the players are not happy. They're trying to get their coworkers to wear get a shot because the management of the teams is saying that if you haven't had a shot, masks need to be worn. But then out on the playing field, how do you do that? You don't wear a mask.
But if you're vaccinated, it shouldn't matter if the guy next to you has the vaccine or not.
I suppose that's
true. That's actually not really accurate, though, because because you can still pass COVID. You can still get COVID if you've had the shot. You may not know you have COVID because you won't really have symptoms or you won't be seriously ill, but you can still test positive for COVID with the vaccine. So
yeah,
you want to have as many people.
Yeah.
But it's pretty unlikely. It's really not, though. You can test positive. There are plenty of people who have been vaccinated, have no symptoms, and have tested positive. We've already seen that happen on the Yankees. And only one out of the eight who tested positive even had any symptoms. That's how they even knew that they had COVID. And they're getting tested all
the
time.
Right, but that's the goal. So even if
the goal is
and
they have as many.
So how come they haven't had a lot of trouble?
But you're still spreading it to someone who's not vaccinated, though, who would be symptomatic.
What's
but
the difference between what they're doing in basketball versus Major League Baseball? Basketball hasn't really had much of a problem with this at all.
Well, they had none because they did the bubble, and they, you know, if you want to talk
about
isolation.
Well, they're still playing now,
aren't they? Right, but
they also have really pretty strict protocols with basketball. That was the big scandal yesterday, I think, where LeBron James went to a tequila launch party, and he went, and he knew he wasn't supposed to. He violated the protocols because they're supposed to not be traveling around very much, but he went to this party, and he got a lot of heat. He said many people that play with him said that because he went because he's LeBron James, not the league wouldn't dare probably, you know, sanction him, give him any fines or anything because of who he is. Well, because he's LeBron. So, and he didn't get into any trouble. He got a warning, I think. But
so if I remember
that Charles Barkley, I think, was like the leader of the criticism on that.
Yeah, good. Yep. All right. So in New York City, no remote options this fall. How is this squaring with other school districts in big cities or in smaller areas? I think that it's long since past time for schools to be open everywhere and no remote offering. I know there are some schools that are saying you can have your choice. I was talking to somebody on the college level yesterday, and so they're still allowing some sort of choice. And most of the students don't want choice, it would appear. So how do you judge if all the students, if most of them come to class and some of them want remote, how do you judge them? Is the remote learning, seems to me everybody that's been in public education or any kind of education has said, has poo-pooed the remote thing because it doesn't really work.
Depends. So, I think if you're in, you know, if you're in a private school and you have, you know, remote learning where it's the teacher-student ratio is very small, that seems to have actually benefited those kids. But by and large, when you look at public school kids, when you look at how far behind they've fallen in the last year.
Awful.
I mean, New York City is the largest, it's the country's largest public school district. So if they're back in person with no remote option in September, there is no excuse for any other school district in the country to not be full-time in person.
Right. Yeah. And had they managed to do this because they got the unions on board? That's the problem, and certainly in Los Angeles, the unions, all those people need to be fired.
The unions in L.A., that's been a headline, and that's been pretty crazy. The teachers' unions in New York, it has not been as much of a headline as it has been just the city has been hit so hard, and they're trying to get as many vaccinations as possible.
Well, they also don't have any leadership in either of these cities. Blah Blasio is no leader, and neither is that idiot in Los Angeles. So, you know, you come up, people are looking around for some leadership, And maybe this is the first time blah Blasio. Was it his decision or city
probably
council?
Probably not. New York City, it's probably the parents. Who knows? Yeah. But, you know, New York
City
has...
There's a lot of pushback.
New York City has really picked itself up by its own bootstraps. I mean, company, you know, restaurants and retail businesses and citizens, you know, you will, even now, when you would, if you're, so many people in New York City are vaccinated, like per capita, so many more than other states. And even now, you don't have to wear a mask anymore in when you're outside walking around. But most New Yorkers are still wearing masks. New Yorkers took this very seriously, and it worked. It squashed the numbers at a very fast rate. So,
or was it that everybody just got sick and they started building herd immunity? I mean, everybody in New York was sick.
Well, more people have been vaccinated more people got vaccinated right away. That now you just walk right up. It's like, you know, you go into any retail store, any, you know, CVS or any pharmacy, and you just walk right in. It's like getting a flu shot. So I think New Yorkers took it really seriously. And I think that's why it's bouncing back fast.
More people.
They're way ahead of Jersey.
Yeah, I feel like the shutdowns, the states that did the shutdowns, it may seem like that. But, I mean, look at California shut down. Still a lot of people died. Same thing with New York. So were the shutdowns and all of that stuff really worth it? I think in a couple of years' time, we may realize that they were not.
It wasn't in terms of business. I think you could say that about both school and business.
Yeah,
well, I'm just talking about the reality of getting back to it now, Jennifer. Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think that this whole thing was handled in an abysmal way, and it was just playing right into the Chinese government's hands, not only here but around the rest of the world. And everybody kind of flopped over or bent over or whatever the expression you want. And it was, the results of it have been disaster around the country, around the world. 46 half the hour here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with a one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com.
Hey, here's some good news, ladies. Lindsay Lohan is going to star in a Netflix romantic comedy. How about that to make your day?
I'm happy for her. Yeah, and I'll definitely watch. Yeah. And maybe it's going to be terrible, and maybe she's still going to have that weird sort of nondescript foreign accent.
And that weird voice, it's very down here.
Yeah.
Register.
But hopefully it'll be good. It's a Christmas movie, and, you know, it's basically they stole the plot from Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell's movie Overboard.
Really?
I mean, essentially, it's the same
plot.
But, yeah. She doesn't fall off a boat, but she has amnesia, and she's a wealthy heiress, and she hooks up with some blue-collar, like, hotel guy or something. Yeah, so. But whatever, I'm all there for it. It'll
How
be
many
good.
Times? That's very funny. I find that. Okay, well, listen. Then if she's all there for it, ladies and gentlemen, you want to be there, too. That's Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn at 10 before the hour.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, 53 past the hour now. At attention, please. This is the DJV program. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen with Tech Talk. Frontier is a no good bunch of SOBs, right?
That would appear correct. Yes. According to the Federal Trade Commission and officials from six states, they are suing Frontier Communications, alleging that the telecom provider...
They should sue them all because they're all doing the same thing.
Probably, yeah. So they're alleging that Frontier misrepresented their internet speeds and charged many customers for higher speeds than they were actually provided.
Remember, I was getting that from Fires. Remember that's,
from Verizon, yep. And so but the thing about them is they actually charged people for speeds that they weren't even capable of providing. Their infrastructure is so old and out of date that they basically, this all boils down to the incredibly fine print, which says, you know, not everyone is going to get the same speed and blah, 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 which no one reads. So the complaint was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California by the Federal Trade Commission and attorneys general from Arizona, Indiana, Michigan, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. They're pretty much like all banding together. I believe our very own Jen Horn would fall into this category as well. The California-based customers are being represented by the district attorneys of Los Angeles County and Riverside County. I think Jen has Frontier as well.
So the lawsuit concerns the advertised speeds of DSL. Frontier offers their speeds over copper lines in places where they have not upgraded to fiber-to-the-home connections. So Frontier's failure to invest sufficiently in fiber was a major cause of their bankruptcy last year, and then they kept essentially advertising that they would provide this incredible, you know, these wonderful high speeds that everybody wants. And so they provide DSL residential internet service to about 1.3 million customers across 25 states. And a consultant study found nearly 30% of those customers they got speeds a lot slower than what they were paying for. And so they basically, this led to thousands of customer complaints. And so we'll see where this lawsuit goes. It'll probably end up being a settlement, which unfortunately never actually goes back to the customer. But if you have an option, I would switch your service.
Yep. Get somebody else.
Yep.
All right. Peloton in our focus right after this.
Ahoy!
Times can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is our shot at all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens, with pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot at getting back together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccines subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
All right, so here's good news for people in our country. This is more jobs, looks like. More good stuff, right?
Yep, Peloton, which has been in the news lately for not great reasons. We know with that massive recall and the lawsuits of injuries and things like that. However, they've also announced, probably to sort of offset the bad news, they've announced plans to invest $400 million in a U.S. factory in it's located in Troy Township, Ohio. It's about a half an hour south of Toledo. And they're going to produce the Peloton bikes and treadmills there. The facility is planned to be approximately 1 million square feet. It's going to be called Peloton Output Park. And they hope it eventually will lead to lower prices for the products because Pelotons are expensive. However, the CEO admits it's going to take a few years for that to happen. Currently, everything's made in Taiwan. And so,
Wow, that's great.
During the pandemic, the first thing people did was spend a lot of money on home gyms, and Peloton couldn't keep up with all of the demand. They also had expensive shipping delays.
But that's the perfect idea. Get out of China and build factories here. They should get huge tax incentives.
Yes, and I'm sure they are. I'm sure that's why they chose Ohio. Peloton's promising 2,000 new jobs coming to this reasonably rural area, but we'll have to see in 2023 when these are supposed to start rolling out. We'll see what the impact has
20
been.
Miles down the road from where I went to college.
It's
a very nice rural area. Yep. So Amazon is ready to buy that MGM package for $9 billion. That seems to be moving along, right? Looks like
seems to be,
along.
Yeah. That can be announced as soon as today or tomorrow.
Yeah. $9 billion for James Bond.
Yep.
Dun, 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 dun. No, that's not. That's
That was Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible. Thank you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.